Evergreen starting pitcher Logan Ebersole gets new life. He was trailing 2-0, and his team's got him tied here. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Pulaski order. Connor Warden, who's 0-for-1 on a ground out, will lead off here in the top of the fourth, tied 2-2. Evergreen's battled back to take a lead yesterday, but couldn't hold it in the seventh inning. Just kind of happy for the boys that they get to play again one day later. Don't get to chew on that Marshfield loss for too long. You know, one of the ways that the weather has affected this season, I don't think the Evergreens have played back-to-back games all season this year. It's just, you know, you play one, and then you know, you've got a couple of scheduled days off, and you have to wait a little bit longer because you've got to rain out or had some snow earlier. First pitch is high and away. I mean, baseball is not supposed to be like that. Your losses are supposed to be redeemable the very next time you play, and sometimes the next time you play has been longer than you'd like it to be. Pitches inside, 2 balls and no strikes. I mean, it's so different about baseball than the other sports. I mean, in a football season, if you have a 2-game or a 3-game losing streak, that seems like forever because your next chance to play doesn't come till a Friday night. Here's a fly ball to left field. Going over near the line is Tommy Alston, and Alston makes the catch for the first out here in the fourth inning.
Catcher, number 23, Sam Brodegan.
I mean, how you manage your wins and losses is just something that's different from one game to the next. The challenge in football is when you lose a couple, you still have to do all the things to prepare for the following week's game. And sometimes it's just hard to shake off the disappointments that come during a season. Baseball, you're supposed to work through your problems the very next time you play. Sam Brodegan struck out his first time up. First pitch from Logan Ebersole is outside. Ball one. Second in the sequence is fouled back. 1-1-1. Logan Ebersole had his best inning of work in the third, 3-3. He's now retired 4 in a row, and his team's gotten him some runs, so things are trending up here for Logan Ebersole. His 1-1 pitch off speed, just a little low, 2-1. Yeah, that pitch was out of the strike zone, but boy, it starts at the belt and then breaks down by the knees. Swing and a miss there. Logan Ebersole moved that up in the zone a little bit and got Brodegan to swing through it. 2-2. Ebersole's given Pulaski a pretty steady diet of off-speed stuff. So the fastball here, maybe? 2-2? Yes, sir. Strike three called. Ring him up and sit him down. Sam Brodegan is the third strikeout victim of the afternoon for Logan Ebersole.
Shortstop, number 10, Evan Sherman.
That's a nice piece of pitching there for Logan because he shows the breaking ball and curve to set up his fastball. I mean, Logan Ebersole's fastball is probably a little bit slower than most varsity pitchers, but when you set it up like that, it can still be effective. First ball hitting to short, there's a bad hop that gets right through Owen Latondras. Evan Sherman's with a hard hit, and that's going to be scored as a hit with 2 outs. Evan Sherman's is 2-for-2. That was a rocket off his bat. It was right at Owen Latondras, and then that ball suddenly took a left-hand turn. Ball hit right where the infield grass ends and where the infield dirt begins. It just spun right away from Owen Latondras. A 2-out base runner for Ellis Kozlowski. Runner is going, throw down to second. He overslid the bag, but gets back on. Runner is safe. In fact, the runner looks like maybe he's got the wind knocked out of him. He belly flopped into second base. Evan Sherman's took off on the pitch, and Sherman's is going to get a look over from his coach. I think Sherman's may have hurt himself when he overslid the bag and then kind of belly flopped back onto the bag. Think he's all right and will stay in the game. The stolen base, though, puts a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. And back at the plate for Ellis Kozlowski, it's 1-0-0. Baseball today brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, who says it's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Pitches down low and blocked by catcher Nick Cotter. Call DeVorney Orthodontics at 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. 2 outs. There's a man on second as Pulaski tries to re-rally in this now 2-2 game. Off-speed pitch is fouled off into the screen. 2-0-1. interesting ball game because these teams, I don't know, they look about even. Pulaski's hit the ball a little bit more than the Evergreens. But Pulaski throws a senior pitcher at us, and we throw a sophomore at them. 2-1 off speed, that hit him. So Ellis Kozlowski is a hit batter and goes down to first base. The batter that you really don't want to see in this spot is Chase Reinke. He's the leadoff hitter, and he is 2-for-2 today.
28 leadoff hitter Chase Reinke.
Reinke got himself an RBI with his single the last time up. So, two aboard, Reinke to hit, and Reinke's been swinging early in the count here, so Logan Ebersold hopefully has that in his memory bank. First pitch to Reinke's a curve, and it bounces off home plate down low, ball one. Again, the Evergreens wrap up the regular season tomorrow against Madison East. The game has been moved to Sun Prairie. 1-0 pitch here, and that's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Yeah, Logan Ebersole looks like he is indeed trying to be careful with Chase Reinke here. Owen Hines, who's 1-for-2, awaits on deck. This is a left-handed pitcher against a left-handed batter. And sometimes with good players, it doesn't matter. Ebersole comes back with a breaking ball that he throws for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Again, there are two outs here, so Ebersold is looking to turn away the Red Raiders and keep them off the scoreboard for a second inning in a row. Coming home at 2-1, off-speed pitch again, bounces in the dirt. Good stop by catcher Nick Cotter. We saw Cotter show off his arm in yesterday's game. Cotter looks like a good defensive catcher, too. He's made a couple of nice stops. Here it's three balls and one strike. Ebersold comes set. He's coming home. That's strike two. The count goes full. So with two outs, the runners at first and second will be off with the pitch. So if Chase Reinke hits safely here, who knows where the merry-go-round might stop. 3-2, two outs, runners go. It's a wild pitch. It goes back to the screen. That runner from third is going to try and score. The plate's covered. He retreats back to third base. The bases are loaded. That lead runner thought about coming all the way around. Logan Ebersole, the pitcher, was going to cover the plate. That would have been a close play at home. And instead, it looks like Pulaski is not going to chance it. So that's ball four to load up the bases with two outs, and the Evergreens coach Dave Langman is coming out to the mound to talk with Logan Ebersole. The Evergreens are considering whether they'll make a pitching change here. Logan Ebersold's pitch count is pretty high. That was his 63rd pitch, and he threw wildly. It did not cost him, though. Still tied 2-2, and popping out of the Everest dugout is Wyatt Miles, who will take over a new pitcher here as Logan Ebersold's afternoon is done. Again, Ebersold pitched yesterday, and the Evergreens asked him to come right back out again today. He pitches 3 2/3 innings. Logan Ebersold is responsible for all three men on base, so we can't give you his pitching line just yet. And it is Wyatt Miles who comes on in relief. Wyatt Miles will be facing Owen Hines. There are two outs, so the Evergreens are hoping that one batter can get them through this inning. Wyatt Miles pitched earlier on Tuesday in the Marshfield series, but Wyatt Miles is a fresh arm for the Evergreens. He was not used in yesterday's game. While Ebersold allowed six hits, all of them were singles. Again, Pulaski kind of churned out a couple of runs. They got a two-out rally, 1-2-3 hits in a row with two outs back in the second. Had the first two batters of the ball game reach on hits. Neither hit particularly hard. And then got a run in on a fielder's choice ground out. Well, Wyatt Miles' fastball brings a little more heat than what Logan Ebersold offers. I mean, Wyatt's just a different kind of pitcher. Logan's looking to spot his breaking balls for strikes, and Wyatt Miles, big leg kick, a little more power. One of the challenges, though, again, it's a tough spot for a younger pitcher when you come in with the bases loaded and you just have to throw strikes. You cannot issue a walk. So Wyatt Miles has got to be around the plate as he gets ready to face Owen Hines.
Pitching for the Evergreens. Number 35.
Evergreens Wyatt baseball Miles is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. So the Evergreens rallied to tie this game 2-2, and they're hoping not to give the lead right back to Pulaski. Two outs for Wyatt Miles facing the 1-for-2 Owen Hines. A single and a strikeout for Owen at the plate today. And the Evergreens catcher Nick Cotter is going out to talk to Wyatt Miles before the first pitch in this sequence. Seeing Nick Cotter there without the catcher's gear on. It's impressive flowing hair there. My goodness. Wonder if Nick Cotter, as the weather gets up to the 80s for the summer, decides that a little less is more. Who knows? First pitch here from Wyatt Miles is just below the knees, ball one. Wyatt Miles, again, that's high velocity. That's faster than anything Logan Ebersol, the starter, threw. And just misses to Owen Hines. It's a pretty small strike zone. This is not a big kid at the plate. Leg kick coming home, fisted on the infield, and Hunter Gipp, the first baseman, makes the catch. Pulaski is turned away with the bases loaded. Wyatt Miles puts out the fire on just two pitches. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, and we're still tied 2-2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies. But they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Check out the Go Outdoors event and sale at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's with huge savings on great gear for camping, hiking, paddle sports, boating, fishing, and more. This Saturday and Sunday, bring the kids for free crafts, workshops, giveaways, and free fishing at our catch and release ponds. Plus, all law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS personnel will receive a Hometown Heroes discount. In-store purchases only. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The Evergreens are ready to hit in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a good Friday afternoon to you. Hope you're enjoying the start to your three-day holiday weekend. For the Evergreens, it's a working weekend. Baseball today and baseball tomorrow at Sun Prairie as the Evergreens will play Madison East. Tomorrow's game is a 1 o'clock start, and you will hear it live on Fox Sports Radio. There's a pitching change for Pulaski. Their starter, Jake Neitzel, who worked the first three innings, now gives way to Carson Willekett, a right-hander. Jackson Miles takes strike one from Willekett. Tied 2-2 here. Jackson Miles flied out to center field his first time up. And Jackson Miles, the all anywhere infielder for the Evergreens. This season he's played some second base, played some shortstop, and played some third. Down low, one ball and one strike. Willekett works quickly. Off-speed pitch is tapped off the plate and rolls foul. 1-2. So this game will belong to the bullpens. Tied 2-2, neither starters will figure in the decision today. Logan Ebersold is done, and so is Jake Neitzel. Off-speed pitches a slow roller to third. It's bobbled by the third baseman. They're not going to get him. That's a close play at first base. He's out. Jackson Miles throws both hands in the air like he disagreed with the call. I think the infield umpire got that right, even though it was bobbled by the third baseman for a moment. I believe that at a bang-bang play at first base, I believe that Jackson Miles was properly retired there.
Shortstop Owen Alejandros.
That is the backup third baseman there, Dustin Van Wallen, who made that play. Here's Owen Latondras, who takes a strike at the knees. just unusual because Jackson Miles is such a mild-mannered player. To see him react like he thought he was safe means that maybe Jackson was right. He's closer than any of us. But I think that ball was there just inside. It's outside to Owen Latondras here, one ball and one strike. Carson Willekett works extremely fast. Latondras just fouled that pitch away, one ball and two strikes. This may be the kind of pitcher that you want to step out on. Look down at your third base coach. Carson Willekett looks like when he gets rolling, he's going. Off-speed pitch there is fouled away, one ball and two strikes. I mean, just sometimes when they work so quickly, I mean, it just seems like in the blink of an eye, you've got two strikes on you. Ready to go here at 1-2. Pitch home to Latondras. Off-speed pitch. This is well hit to left center field. It is hanging up there and caught by the center fielder. Chase Ranky goes back and takes away what would have been an extra base hit for Owen Latondras. Center fielder, to his credit, played that perfectly. Chase Ranky knew that he would have to go back on that ball, and that first step is probably what allowed him to retire Latondras there. If that center fielder freezes for a moment or takes a step in the wrong direction, that's going to be up against the wall for extra bases. Instead, it is just a long out, and here's Nick Cotter, who swings and misses. Cotter was a strikeout victim his first time. Here is Jake Neitzel, the starting pitcher's line. He worked three innings. Two hits, two runs, both were earned. Struck out two, walked one, and hit a batter. The walk and the hit batsman are the Evergreens' two runs that came around to score. Pitch is inside. It's one ball and one strike. And that is down low. Willekett to Nick Cotter. 2-1. Thank you, Blue. 2-1 pitch here is hit off the plate. Up the third base side and foul. Two balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire indicating as our scoreboard is a ball behind. 2-2 pitch, off speed, off the pitcher's leg, shortstop bobbles it, and it gets through. The Evergreens have a two-out base runner. It's going to be an error on the shortstop, Evan Sherman's. Carson Willekett slowed that ball down, but Sherman's still had a play on that ball and instead had to go right off his glove. Nolan Hoppe is coming out to courtesy run. Brady Pazar is ready to hit here.
Second baseman, 20, Brady Pazar.
Play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tied 2-2, Evergreens and Pulaski. The Evergreens, when they go into postseason play next week, they're a number 10 seed going up to Superior. Pazar swings and misses. Runners going, and Nolan Hoppe will take second base. Not even bothering to throw down. Catcher Sam Broadhagen's almost like he forgot there's a runner at first base. And Hoppe is not the fastest runner. So Hoppe just kind of chugged into second base there. 0-1 pitch. Pazar off the plate and foul up the third base side. No balls and two strikes. Pulaski is in the other sectional, so the Evergreens would not see the Red Raiders in postseason play. Pulaski's still Division I school. But they are a number 9 seed. Again, got off to a slow start. 0-2 pitch is fouled off, so Brady Pazar stays alive. Know that Brady's mom and dad come out to most of the games. They're cheering for their kid here, trying to deliver a two-out hit that could give the Evergreens the lead. Older brother Riley, coaching with the JV as an assistant coach, swing and a miss at a high off-speed pitch. Brady Pazar is retired, and the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens leave the go-ahead runner stranded at second base in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll move on to the top of the fifth. Pulaski 2, D.C. Everest 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers, and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans, everythingevergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
To the top of the fifth inning we go, tied two apiece. The Evergreens are making a defensive change in left field. Tommy Alston is out, and Ty Treader is in. Treader is the new left fielder for the Evergreens.
Change out in left field, Ty Treader in.
And a pinch hitter is coming up here. This is Dustin Van Lavinen coming up here. Van Lavinen will hit in Brock Boga's spot. We have decided that Dustin Van Lannen is the name here. He checks his swing and did not go around. Ball one. Second inning of work here for Wyatt Miles. Miles came in with the bases loaded and got the third out of the inning, keeping this tied 2-2. Miles to Van Lannen, fouled back. And there's strike one. One ball and one strike. This is a good spot for Wyatt Miles to be pitching because it's a tie game, so it's kind of a high leverage spot, and you want Wyatt Miles to keep the opponents off the bases, and there he has just hit Dustin Van Lannen, a hit batsman to lead off the fifth inning. This was going to be Ethan Taylor's spot, and we've got another pinch hitter coming up here. Corey Wagner will hit here. So Pulaski, this is their over to first. They get him just back safely. Almost Wyatt Miles had a pickoff there. Wow, wind is picking up now, blowing straight out to right. Hit one just the right way. Ball could carry a long way. Wyatt Miles holds his set, comes home here. It's a bunt right back to the pitcher. Play to second. They're going to get him there at second base. Wyatt Miles had the ball bunted right back to him. He had two steps off the mound and thought that he could cut down that lead runner, and he did. So the Evergreens erased the lead runner for the first out. Brady Pazar was covering there at second base.
To hit pitcher Carson Williquette.
Carson Williquette will bat now. This is in the spot that had belonged to Jake Neitzel. This is the last game of the regular season for Pulaski, so it looks like they want to play a long bench and let some kids get a chance to bat. Sidearm delivery for Wyatt Miles. That's down low in the dirt. So, yeah, pinch hitters come up here for the 3, 4, and 5 hitters as Pulaski wants to give a lot of their bench players a turn here. 1-0 pitch is again bounced, and again Wyatt Miles using that sidearm delivery with that runner at first base and has not been able to find the strike zone with it. Overcast, cool afternoon. We're comfy and warm here in the Simon Field press box. Kind of different if you're outside playing in this. Big lead at first base, outside corner strike to Wyatt Miles. Wyatt went back to his regular mechanics there and threw that ball over the outside corner. That's a nice spot for him to be. Righty to righty, keeping the ball away from Carson Williquette. Throw over to first. Up high, and Hunter Gipp brings it back here. Hunter Gipp hasn't played the field for a while for the Evergreens. Hunter Gipp's been used as a DH a lot. And the Evergreens have Ty Treader now out in left, which means Treader's bat is back in the lineup. That pitch is, come on, Blue, just outside. Three balls and one strike. Judged to be a little bit wide. A walk here moves a runner up into scoring position, so Wyatt Miles wants to throw a strike here to Carson Williquette. First, a throw over to first. That's close. Just diving back is Corey Wagner. And Wagner is on first after an unsuccessful sacrifice bunt. One out. And here's Wyatt Miles, 3-1 pitch. Coming home, hit on the ground to third. Jackson Miles to second, there's one. The turn to first, not in time. You know what? The runner there at second base almost took the legs out from Brady Pazar. A play that they're trying to eliminate at most levels of baseball. The Evergreens get the lead run but cannot turn the double play. The inning will continue with a man at first base. So the shortstop Latondras makes the play there to Brady Pazar for the second out. Connor Warden will hit with two outs. And a courtesy runner is going to come out here for Pulaski. So they'll get another player into the ball game. This is Nick Redlin. Nick Redlin, a courtesy run. Boy, Redlin is tall and skinny there at first base. So the Evergreens have done a good job keeping Wren out of scoring position here in the top of the fifth. First pitch here to Warden is down low, ball one. Warden's playing first base today. Baseball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive body work, until you know everything that Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience. Aluminum certified and more, Abra Auto Body. Runner goes, throw down to second, sails over the head of the center fielder. The Evergreens may have a play at third base here, trying to take the extra bag. Safe. So it's a stolen base and a throwing error, allowing the runner to go down to third on the Evergreens catcher, Nick Cotter. And just like that, Pulaski puts a man on third in scoring position with two outs. And one ball and one strike back at the plate for Connor Warden. Warden is 0-2 today. Now Wyatt Miles needs to keep that lead run from third base from coming home. Off speed pitch twists in for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Big spot here for Wyatt Miles. Can he strand that man at third? One pitch away from doing it. 1-2 off speed. Wow, twisting sidearm delivery and fouled off the fist. Connor Warden up there with the neon green bat, which I'll just never get used to. The glow-in-the-dark yellows, the neon greens. 1-2 pitch again. Hit on the ground to short, should end the inning. Long throw across the diamond. Got him! And the inning is over. Owen Latondras throws across and retires Connor Warden by one step. You know, there's a lesson there. Owen Latondras has a big arm. If he rushes the throw, perhaps he throws wildly. Latondras knew he was going to get the ball there in time. Took just a moment to compose himself and make a good throw and gets the out. Pulaski leaves the go-ahead run at third and is turned away in their half of the fifth inning. Evergreens coming up in the bottom of the fifth. We're tied 2-2 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere. Live play-by-play and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Bucks.
Couple of defensive changes here for Pulaski as the Evergreens come up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The number nine hitter, wearing number nine, is Delton Zuliger. Delton took one for the team the first time. He was hit by a pitch and scored one of the Evergreens' two runs. First pitch here from Carson Willikett is a strike to Delton Zuliger. Let's get caught up here on some of the Pulaski changes. It's Corey Wagoner, who was one of the pinch hitters, is now out in right field. So Corey Wagoner is there. New first baseman is also in the ballgame here. 1-1 pitch is an off-speed pitch that is in for a strike. It's Nathan Plzbleski, who's at first base now. 1-2 pitch, popped up, foul ground. Maybe a play for the third baseman, looking, and he overruns it, and it falls harmlessly in foul territory. Wow, that should have been played, should have been an out. Wind kind of blew that around and blew it back over the first baseman, Dustin Van Lannen. Had that ball blow back on him. So Delton Zuliger gets to get back into the batter's box. 1-2 pitch. That's up high. Two balls and two strikes. Evergreens would love a base runner here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Off-speed pitch is punched through the right side. That's a hit for the Evergreens, Delton Zuliger. Delton Zuliger put it just out of the reach of the new first baseman Plzbleski, and the Evergreens have their third hit of the afternoon and have the leadoff runner aboard for Cade Sievertson.
Number six, center field, Cade Sievertson.
So how does that misplayed ball in foul ground figure here? Again, in the tight game, little things matter. Delton Zuliger should have been out on a fly ball down the third base line in foul territory. Wind blown, misplayed. And two pitches later, he gets new life and singles. Throw over to first, runners back. Cade Sievertson to hit here. Do the Evergreens bunt this runner over? He is looking to bunt and takes it down low. Again, a snap throw to first. Sievertson's back. Yeah, I beg your pardon, that's Zuliger, the base runner out there. Zuliger is back. Sievertson took ball one, so one ball and no strikes. Third baseman's playing all the way in. He's a step in on the grass to guard against the bunt. Sievertson squares to bunt here and now pulls the bat back and hits away and fouls it down the first base line, 1-1. Evergreens have been out hit 6-3. Game, though, is tied 2-2. The Evergreens would love for something positive to happen here for the closing games of the season. Games today, and then a warm weather game tomorrow, looking to bunt, takes a strike. Runner's going down to second, and he's safe. So the runner takes the base anyway. You know what? Cade Sievertson now can hit away in an RBI spot, as Delton Zuliger was able to take the base anyway, even though the bunt's not down. One ball and two strikes. Sievertson now is in an RBI spot with that man getting down to second base anyway. Can he drive in Zul in this spot? Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a hit down the right field line. The Evergreens will take the lead. Bounces off the right fielder's body, and it'll be a double. The Evergreens lead 3-2. Probably scored a hit and an error. It's an RBI spot, though, for Cade Sievertson. That looked like it was a single and then bobbled out there in right field. But Cade Sievertson hit safely, gives the Evergreens the lead here in the fifth inning. And Delton Zuliger comes all the way around to score.
Stepping in to hit, Ty
Treader, who's come in as a defensive replacement, now hits in the Tommy Alston spot. Double check on the scoring there. Ty Treader here takes ball one outside. See if we're going to give Cade Sievertson a double or a hit and an error. There you go. Dale Langman in his old age is just kind of heart and a most generous soul. A swing and a miss here from Ty Treader. It's one ball and one strike. Either that or the official scorer has a collection plate downstairs somewhere. Parents and family members can drop a dollar or two in, and then suddenly the hits keep coming. One ball and one strike. Ty Treader thinks about bunting that runner over to third. Again, there's nobody out. So the Evergreens have got to be looking for more than just the one run that they have in. The Evergreens really need to bring Cade Sievertson around to score. Treader's in a hitter spot here at 2-1. Left-handed batter looking to bunt, push it up the third base line. This is going to be a hit. They're not going to get Ty Treader. The Evergreens will try to bring the runner all the way around. He's safe. He's safe. The Evergreens get another run in. Cade Sievertson with the most aggressive base running. Saw that there was going to be a play over at first base and that it was the second baseman who had to cover. So Cade Sievertson goes from third all the way around to home, and the Evergreens take a 4-2 lead. That was a close play at home plate, but the catcher was back and wasn't guarding the front part of the plate, and Cade Sievertson hit the front of the plate before the catcher could apply the tag. There is still nobody out. Ty Treader gets himself a bunt single, and the runner advances two bases, and the Evergreens now have a 4-2 lead. Wow, what aggressive base running there. We're saying here he went through the stop sign at third base. Cade Sievertson decided that he would take that extra base. Ty Treader's got himself a bunt hit, and the Evergreens now have three hits in the inning, and the Evergreens have taken a 4-2 lead. And there is going to be a pitching change here for Pulaski. Pulaski goes over to their bullpen. Nathan Plesblyski, who had been playing first base, Nathan Plesblyski is going to come over and pitch now. So this is going to be a straight change. Yeah, this is a straight change that the pitcher, Carson Willoquette, is going over to first base. And Nathan Plesblyski is coming on to pitch. The Evergreens have a man on first and two runs in. The Evergreens have taken the lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 4-2. So kind of a nice turn of events for the Evergreens. Carson Willoquette works just one inning and then allows all three of the batters that he's faced here in the fifth to reach. And we have decided that Nathan's name is Przybylski. If we invited Nathan up here to the broadcast booth, maybe he'd tell us something different. Baseball Today is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, mortgage and construction loans too. So this is how the Memorial Day weekend starts for the Evergreens. Evergreens will be going down to Sun Prairie tomorrow. You know, I remember a few years ago, the Evergreens started the Memorial Day weekend with a game up in Minocqua at Lakeland. Lakeland's just not on the schedule this year. But that was really nice. You figure how many of our Everest families have cabins or have relatives up north? You were halfway there already when you traveled up to Lakeland Union High School. Evergreens celebrated a win there. And I think only three or four teammates actually rode the bus back to central Wisconsin. A lot just stayed up there and started their Memorial Day weekend at the cabin. Brady Sendelbach is 2-2, and the start is a throw over to first base to almost get Treader. That was almost wild, too. So Nathan Przybylski. Really? Oh, I think maybe we should call him Nathan Smith. Swing and a miss, strike one. Considering that all the fans listening back in Pulaski are out of the range of our Fox Sports signal. He's Nathan, and he's ahead, no balls and one strike on Brady Sendelbach. Off-speed pitch here, drops in. Ty Treader's taking second base, safe, and the ball is thrown over the second baseman's head, going into third, a stolen base and a throwing error, and the Evergreens have a chance to get another run in. Stolen base for Ty Treader, and then a throw wild to Sam Broadhagen, the catcher, who sailed that right over the second baseman's head. Ty Treader belly flops safely into third base. No balls and one strike to Sendelbach here. And not wanting to fall further behind, Pulaski plays the infield in. There's nobody out. The Evergreens now have a runner at third base. Off-speed pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. Nathan has thrown nothing but off-speed pitches. We have yet to see his fastball. Hunter Gipp awaits on deck. The run that is in, charged to Carson Willekett. 1-1 pitch, fly ball to left field. Left fielder's going back. He makes the catch, but the runner will tag from third base and score. The Evergreens widen their lead. It's 5-2. So that's a sacrifice fly for Brady Sendelbach and an RBI. Evergreens now have built their lead to 5-2. The bases now are empty with one out. Here's Hunter Gipp. Hunter is 0-2 today. As he steps into the right-handed batter's box, he's got to see how that wind is blowing and how slow some of these breaking balls are from Nathan. If Hunter gets a hold of one of these, could hit this out to the 400 block in Wausau. One ball and no strikes, that's outside. Throws the fastball there, and that's on the outside corner, 1-1. Nathan looks like he wants to show his breaking ball to set up his fastball. Set here, 1-1 pitch, off speed, bounces in front of home plate by about a foot. Kind of a cold and raw afternoon. It's funny how you don't feel any of that once you're winning. So the Evergreens have built this up to a three-run lead. 2-1 pitch. Fastball again is outside. Looks like Nathan is working very carefully to Hunter Gipp here. There's only one out. The Evergreens have three runs in. Three hits, a sacrifice fly. Runner moved up thanks to a throwing error from the catcher. So the Evergreens have been opportunistic, too. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Yeah, Hunter was taking a big swing there and swings through a cutter. Three balls and two strikes. So Nathan's curve is super slow. The fastball is okay, but the problem is that these at-bats kind of become a guessing game. Let's see if Hunter can guess right and send one for a ride here. Fastball, and he fouled it off. And wow, that ball's got so much spin on it that almost rolled back into fair territory. I mean, that's about a yard foul. It's outside where the baseline chalk is and almost rolled back into fair territory. Hunter looks like a ball player who doesn't like to run any more than he has to, and he had to get halfway up the baseline there and now come back up to the batter's box. Three balls and two strikes, so Hunter Gipp's going to see at least one more pitch here. And Nathan's taking his time looking in. He's got his sign from his catcher, Sam Broadhagen. Off-speed pitch, smack to the left side. Shortstop back in the hole. Very long throw. There's an infield hit for Hunter Gipp, which shows you that anything can happen here. Hunter Gipp will get to talk after graduation about, yeah, I got infield hits too. And he did. Hunter Gipp for the Evergreens. Hunter's got a 4 or 5 game hitting streak going. And here's Jackson Miles. Jackson Miles could take one of these slower breaking pitches for a ride here. Man on first, one out. The Evergreens have broken this tie, pushing three runs across. First pitch to Jackson Miles, smacked. Oh, just foul. Jackson Miles turned on that, and that was the fastball, which you know is not very fast. Jackson Miles, you know, again, that's got to be offset by Nathan's breaking balls. No balls and one strike. Jackson Miles is 0-2 today. This is the first time he's faced Nathan. Off-speed pitch is a little bit high. Hunter Gipp is running, and Hunter Gipp is safe. Wow, you know what? The second baseman thought that he had tagged either the leg or the backside of Hunter Gipp as Hunter was going by, but Hunter's arm reached out and got second base first. So Hunter Gipp is showing off the speed here. My goodness. Infield hit and a stolen base for Hunter Gipp. Back at the plate, 1-1 to Jackson Miles. Curveball drops in, one ball and two strikes. All right, so Jackson's seen the breaking stuff. Keep the hands back and make contact on one of those. And Hunter Gipp has already shown us now he's got the speed to come in from second base, right? Here we go. Outside corner, just missed. Tough one to take there. Two balls and two strikes. Nathan looked in like he thought he had strike three. Owen Latondras waits on deck for the Evergreens, and he'll get a turn to bat here with a runner on second and one out. 2-2 pitch. Chain speeds again. Off-speed pitch is fouled back. Again, Jackson Miles had a couple of hits. Jackson pitched in yesterday's game. He's the losing pitcher from the seventh inning rally from Marshfield, but the fifth and sixth inning where Jackson pitched, he was effective. Two balls, two strikes, off-speed pitch, smack to the shortstop. Behind the bag, low throw. I think he came off the bag there, and he's safe. Jackson Miles, busting it down the line, manages to get himself on. That's a throwing error. The throwing error from the shortstop, Evan Shermans, pulled his first baseman off. And the Evergreens have runners at the corners. Again, you know, he's safe there. It's a throwing error, of course. But Jackson Miles is on first base because he hustled down the line.
Shortstop, number 13, Owen Latondras.
Here is Owen Latondras, 0 for 2 today. Again, still one out. Runners at first and third, a spot where the Evergreens love the double steal, and Jackson Miles with good speed at first base. Runners not going, and Owen Latondras takes a strike. Latondras, again, if he times one of these breaking balls the right way, Owen Latondras could send it for a long ride. Owen usually gets his swings, gets his money's worth up there. Runners going, hit and run, fisted back to the pitcher who throws wildly to first base, comes down on the bag for the out. A run comes in on the throw over to first base. Owen Latondras is retired. Nathan throws over to the first baseman, Larroquette, but the run comes in from third. Yeah, that is a ground out RBI for Owen Latondras that brings in Hunter Gipp. We are not going to allow Hunter Gipp to say that he stole home. The run scores, making it 6-2, but there are two outs. Here is Nick Cotter. Throw over to second, and back safely is Jackson Miles. So the Evergreens put up a four spot to take the lead here. Coming home, inside, ball one. Be nice to see something good happen for Nick Cotter. He has struck out and he reached on an error. Four errors now in the game for Pulaski. Hasn't helped the cause here in this inning either. Pitch here is just outside, two balls and no strikes. Nathan Plzblaisky is looking in like he thought that was a strike. Brady Pazar awaits on deck if the inning continues. There are two outs. Man on second here, so Cotter, if he can hit to the outfield, will get himself an RBI. Takes there, and that's high above the shoulders. Three balls and no strikes. Yeah, and this is the out, really, that Plzblaisky needs to get. Nathan's got to realize that. Instead, he's behind 3-0, and that is outside. It's a four-pitch walk. Nick Cotter will walk down to first base, and the inning continues. Evergreens will use a courtesy runner. Popping out of the Everest dugout is Nolan Hoppe. Now there is a force at any base for Pulaski to try and get out of the inning. Brady Pazar to hit now. Pays today has walked and struck out. Coming home here, first ball swinging and lifted to right field, calling and catching is Ethan Taylor, and that brings the inning to a close. But the Evergreens did some damage. The Evergreens get four hits in the inning and get four runs across. D.C. Everest has broken the tie and now leads 6-2. It's getting late for Pulaski. We're going to the top of the sixth when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one?
So do the Evergreens have what they need to get this game into the win column? A four-run fifth inning has put the Evergreens up over Pulaski 6-2. Another inning of work coming up here for Wyatt Miles. We can close out the line on relief pitcher Carson Willoquette, who stays in the game to play first base. Carson Willikent. Let's see, allowed three hits, three runs. All of them are earned and stands to be the losing pitcher. And Pulaski will send up a pinch hitter here. Let's see if we flip two pages back and see who we have batting here. It is number 14, Benjamin Brunner, to hit. So Pulaski, again, wants to give everyone a chance to hit in their last regular game of the season. I get that. Batter's taking a while to look down and get his sign from the third base coach. Trailing by four runs, get on base any way you can, right? First pitch from Wyatt Miles inside for a ball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Bouncing ball up the middle, kind of a seeing eye right through the box. Ben Brunner is a leadoff single for Pulaski. Pulaski with seven hits against Everest pitching.
Evan Shermans
will hit for himself here. Shermans is two for two today. Wyatt Miles stranded the bases loaded when he came in his first inning of work. Left a man stranded at third in the last inning of work, and that pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, Wyatt Miles, this has been a pretty good outing for him and stands to be the winning pitcher. Outside here, one ball and one strike. Again, Wyatt's got to know just throw strikes here. You got a four-run lead. Let your defense behind you help you in this spot. Long set with that runner at first base. Coming home, off the plate, back to the mound. Throw to second, they get one. Latondras, the shortstop, turns it back to first. Not in time. The Evergreens again cut down the lead runner. Evan Shermans bounces back to the pitcher, and Wyatt Miles knew that he had time to get the ball over. Shortstop Owen Latondras is covering there, and there's one out.
Pinch hitter, number four, Nick Redlin.
Pinch hitter will come up here. Nick Redlin will hit. Again, Pulaski will be in the playoffs Tuesday. They have Appleton North. He's looking to bunt here and bunts that ball foul. Hit catcher Nick Cotter on the foul ball. Went off Cotter's arm or hit him on the inside of the protector there. Right. A most uncomfortable foul ball for Nick Cotter, who is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. And Wyatt Miles is not asking him about that. There you go. So the freshman catcher over the course of his high school career will have a number of foul balls like that. No balls and one strike here as Nick Redlin is ready to get a second pitch from Wyatt Miles. One out and a man on first. Coming home, swing and a miss. That's strike two. Tipped back to the catcher. Leadoff hitter Chase Rankin is awaiting on deck. 0-2 pitch coming here. Long set, coming home, swing and a miss, got him. That's nice pitching there from Wyatt Miles. Miles dropped down to a sidearm delivery, gets the strikeout. Two outs now for Chase Renke, who's coming up with a man on first base. Again, the Evergreens trying to make this four-run lead stand up. The Evergreens could not protect a one-run lead last night, working with a little more of a cushion against the Pulaski Red Raiders here. This would be a nice end to the Simon Field home season if the Evergreens can get a victory here. Kind of a raw day, and then down to Sun Prairie tomorrow, which is going to be a very, very nice afternoon for baseball. The Evergreens will be favored to get another, so that sounds nice. Maybe a two-game winning streak going into the playoffs. Surely like the sound of that. Strike here, taking one ball and one strike. Chase Renke has yet to be retired. Two singles and a walk, but this is the first time that he's facing Wyatt Miles, and Wyatt's the hardest throwing of the Evergreens pitchers that he's seen so far today. In fact, it was the walk to Renke that was the end of Logan Ebersold's afternoon. Game was tied 2-2 then. It was a leadoff walk, and the Evergreens went to their bullpen. Coming set here at one ball and one strike. sidearm is outside, two balls and one strike. Yeah, again, Wyatt changes his mechanics a lot. Sometimes he's more over the shoulder, and sometimes he's more sidearm. You know, Wyatt's got good velocity any way he throws it. At sometimes someone may just want to work with him and say, here, do it this way and work on spotting your different pitches. He's over the shoulder there and misses inside, three balls and one strike. I mean, Wyatt fundamentally has got really good velocity. The balls to strikes ratio sometimes is not quite what it should be, but again, he's a freshman, so there's tons of upside here. This ball is hit to the shortstop, caught on a line by Owen Latondras, and the inning comes to an end. Latondras is playing well defensively for the Evergreens. A leadoff hit does not hurt the Evergreens, and Pulaski is turned away in the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth coming up, and the Evergreens still lead 6-2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's meet at the bar!
The Bar at the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild is your number one for late-night fun. Patio season is here. Bring your friends and sit outside on the relaxing, smoke-free patio. Thursday night acoustic patio nights are coming soon. Live music every Thursday night out on the patio from 6 till 11. Stop by every Tuesday night to watch Summer League Volleyball, and don't forget to sign up for Bocce Ball League starting June 3rd. The Bar also offers delivery, catering, and meeting rooms for any occasion. Learn more and check out the daily specials at meetatthebar.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The bottom of the sixth inning is on, and the Pulaski Red Raiders are going to use a fourth pitcher today. Samuel Broadhagen will now pitch. He had been the starting catcher, and Carson Willikett is now catching. So it's a makeshift defense here for the Pulaski Red Raiders. They've got a lot of guys playing out of position. Delton Zuliger, who started off the Evergreens' fifth-inning rally, will lead off the sixth. The Evergreens sent nine men to the plate in the last frame. Got four runs, and that made a big difference. And Delton Zuliger's been hit by a pitch. Sam Broadhagen greets Zuliger with a hit-by-pitch. And the Evergreens may be opting for a courtesy runner here, or the Evergreens are going to use a couple of pinch hitters in this spot. Yeah, the Evergreens are going to let a couple of other players get a turn to hit. Matthew Walter is coming out of the dugout. He's going to pinch hit in the Cade Sievertson spot. Sievertson was 1-for-3 today and will keep his batting average above 400. And here comes Matt Walter to hit for the Evergreens. Matt Walter got a chance to hit yesterday. Matt Walter's a senior, officially 0-for-3. And would like to see Matt Walter. This would be a nice spot if Matt can deliver a hit for himself here. Again, senior, limited playing spot, probably last at bat at Simon Field. Let's see if Matt Walter can make something happen for himself. He takes a sidearm, strike one. Samuel Broadhagen throws nothing but sidearm pitches. And I think everyone here at Simon Field is cheering for Matt Walter to help himself in this spot. This would be great. Throw over to first base. Delton Zuliger is back safely. Matt Matt's a pretty big kid, so this is a pretty good strike zone here. No balls, one strike. Coming home, runners going. Pitches outside for a ball. Throw down to second. I think he's out. Yes, sir. Runner is erased. Delton Zuliger has been thrown out. Carson Willikett has thrown out the Evergreens' lead base runner. First out. That is the first out that the Evergreens have made on the bases today. So not bad. Back at the plate, it's one ball and one strike to Matt Walter. Come on, Matt. Here we go. 1-1 pitch. Sidearm down low. Bounces away from the catcher. Two balls and a strike. Everest bench just down below us is cheering Matt on, too. Love to see something happen for one of their graduating seniors. What? 2 weeks left? A little less than 2 weeks left in the school year. Couple of baseball games left here. That is outside. Three balls and one strike. I mean, if Matt's offered a walk, I'm sure he'll take it. But a hit in this spot is a nicer story, isn't it? Sure is. 3-1 pitch takes an outside corner strike. Three balls and two strikes. There's one out and no one on as we're playing the bottom of the sixth inning. And the good news today is the Evergreens are leading 6-2. 3-2 pitch coming here to Walter, and it's a bouncer back to the mound. It's fielded by the pitcher, Broadhagen, who flips over to first, and there's the second out. A couple of these Pulaski players were walking towards the dugout thinking that the inning was over. How could that be? Only two batters have hit. Wow, that third baseman was almost off the field of play and has to go back out to his spot. Here's Ty Treader. Treader bunted for a single, came all the way around to score in the four-run fifth inning. Treader bats with two outs and nobody on. Ty Treader, fly ball left field. It's shallow, it's into foul ground, and it's caught there to bring the inning to an end. Ty Treader will be one for two today. He has fouled out. The Evergreens go in order. It's the final at-bat coming up for Pulaski, and the Red Raiders trail by four. Let's see if the Evergreens can defend that lead and get themselves a win to close out the home part of their season. We'll find out how it ends when we come back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
There's a guy in my neighborhood that can fix just about anything. His workshop is kind of intimidating because he always has the right tools. He told me his grandfather taught him everything he knows. Then he handed me JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive. Now there's another guy in the neighborhood that can fix just about anything. Me. JB Weld is known as the world's strongest bond for metal, wood, plastic, and more. When strength really matters, don't glue it. JB Weld it. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Amazon, and more.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere. Live play-by-play and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field, where the Evergreens have a four-run lead and Pulaski's coming up for their final at-bat here in the seventh and final inning. And here's Easton Virts, who will come up as a pinch hitter. It's another inning of work for Wyatt Miles, who came into the third, and Wyatt Miles stands to be a varsity-winning pitcher today if he can get these final three outs. And the first pitch here to Easton Virts is strike one. Yeah, once Pulaski fell behind in this game, they're given a lot of bench players chances to hit. And I get that. It's the last game of the regular season for them. Virts fouls the pitch back. No balls and two strikes. Wyatt Miles has pitched well today. He would be a deserving winning pitcher for the Evergreens. Coming set here at no balls and two strikes. Leg kick coming home and just high. One ball and two strikes. Baseball Today on Fox Sports is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. All of your footwear needs with Timberland, Lacrosse, and Rocky Boots, a trusted name for 80 years. Baseman Shoe and Clothing. 1-2 pitch, inside-out swing, foul into the right field corner for a long strike. Will stay at 1-2. Again, the Evergreens with a quick turnaround. They're playing tomorrow afternoon. They'll be on the bus in the morning for a 1 o'clock game at Sun Prairie. Again, the location of tomorrow's game has been changed. Sun Prairie against Madison East. Swing and a miss at the fastball. East inverts is the first out here in the seventh inning. Dustin Van Lanner, who came in as a defensive substitution, hit by a pitch his first time up. So here is his first official at-bat. Dustin's got to decide really if the sanitary socks look really works for him or not. He's a bigger kid. Usually you'll see the smaller, faster kids with the sanitary socks. The others will have the pants all the way down. He fouls off the first pitch. No balls and one strike. It's an interesting look. 0-1 pitch here is up high. One ball and one strike. A win here would be the eighth of the season for the Evergreens. Again, the conference part of the season is over. 4-for-8 in Valley play. The Evergreens have their four wins, two against Wausau East and two against Wausau West. 1-1 pitch here is high and away, two balls and one strike. Wyatt Miles coming on for the Evergreens. In relief, Wyatt has allowed just one hit, so this has been a really good relief effort here. Breaking ball drops in, two balls and two strikes. Yeah, should Wyatt Miles be the winning pitcher here, we'll give you his pitching line in our post-game recap. Wyatt Miles has been very good. 2-2 pitch here, coming home down low, and the count goes full, working to Van Lander here in the seventh inning. Logan Ebersol was the Evergreen starter. Left when he got into a little trouble in the fourth inning. Late swing, ground ball up the third base side. That is foul. Again, if you missed earlier in the day, the Everest coaches and the Pulaski coaches were talking about us making a trip to their place next year. Pulaski would like to play, you know, a weekend doubleheader where they have either three or four teams in, and the Evergreens have said, yes, they'll be one of those. That's high and away, and Dustin Van Lander has drawn a walk. That is the first free pass that Wyatt Miles has issued today. Corey Wagoner, who is 0-for-1, he's bounced into a fielder's choice, will bat here. One out, throw over to first. Dustin Van Lander over at first base does not look like he's very fast. Double play possibilities, which would end the ball game, seem to be in order for the Evergreens here. Wyatt Miles with the high set, slide steps home and throws a strike. Yeah, Wyatt Miles in relief has allowed just one hit, no runs. Three strikeouts and a walk. Sounds like a winning pitching line to me. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Again, Wyatt Miles a lot of times has been used in reliefs. I mean, you wonder, you know, how deep into a game is he used to going here? I mean, he's working on a third inning here. 1-1 pitch. High set with a man at first and one out here in the seventh. It's down low, gets away from the catch. That's a pass ball. It's going to allow Dustin Van Lanner, the runner at first, to move up to second. Aside from that miss, Nick Cotter has been a more than adequate defensive catcher for the Evergreens today. So Cotter gets the start behind home plate. It's played well. Two balls and one strike here for Wyatt Miles working to Corey Wagoner. Again, Wyatt should just imagine that that runner at second base is not here. Just get out. The count is 2-1. High set. Leg kick, swing and a miss. Yeah, that's the right approach. With that runner at second base, go back to your full windup. You don't have to do the rushed slide step to the plate here. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that runner at second's not going anywhere, and if he does, it doesn't matter. With a four-run lead here in the seventh inning. Corey Wagner steps out of the batter's box and now comes back in. We're waiting on a two pitch. High set coming home, and there is called strike three. Sit him down. Corey Wagner has been retired looking at a sidearm pitch that broke in on him. That's a nice pitch from Wyatt Miles, and it's Wyatt's fourth strikeout. Carson Willeket is the final batter here for the Red Raiders, trailing by four. Swings and fouls off the first pitch. So the Evergreens look to leave the home part of their season with a victory here at Simon Field. 0-1. And there are two outs. So we play the last of the seventh. Pitch coming home. A little bit low. A ball and a strike. This will be Wyatt Miles' 49th pitch in relief. And Wyatt Miles is being asked to finish up this game. There's nobody in the Everest bullpen now. They're going to let Wyatt Miles get this final out. 1-1 pitch. This is hit down the left field line. That is foul. Not by much. Now, that's the best contact against Wyatt Miles here. Turned on that, but couldn't get it straightened out. Wyatt Miles, just a freshman. I remember when I saw him pitch on opening day. First time I'd even laid eyes on Wyatt Miles. And you know what? We didn't have rosters that day. I had no idea that he was a freshman, and you wouldn't believe that he was. Pitching beyond his years. A final strike here would end this. One ball, two strikes. Coming home, swing and a miss. Strike three, and the Evergreens get themselves a win. D.C. Everest has just defeated the Pulaski Red Raiders. Final score is 6-2, and we're back with a happy recap in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Check out the Go Outdoors event and sale at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, with huge savings on great gear for camping, hiking, paddle sports, boating, fishing, and more. This Saturday and Sunday, bring the kids for free crafts, workshops, giveaways, and free fishing at our catch-and-release ponds. Plus, all law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS personnel will receive a Hometown Heroes discount. In-store purchases only. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A website just for Everest fans. Everythingevergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Might be the only way they let you in. Only way they let you in. Look, I have pizza. Welcome back to Simon Field, where the Evergreens have closed out the home portion of their regular season schedule with a win over Pulaski. I'm Chris Conley. The final score is 6-2. Wyatt Miles struck out the side in the seventh inning, and Wyatt Miles in relief is the winning pitcher. He entered the game tied 2-2, and the Evergreens got him four runs in a big fifth inning. Wyatt Miles, look at this pitching line. 3 1/3 innings in relief. He allowed just one hit. No runs scored against him. Wyatt Miles with 5 strikeouts and just one walk. He did hit a batter. Wyatt Miles, the winning pitcher, working more than 3 innings in relief. Evergreens broke this game open with 4 runs in the 5th inning. Brady Sendelbach finishes the game 2-for-2. Cade Sievertson had an RBI double. He's 1-for-3. Evergreens also got hits in this game from Ty Treader with a bunt single, Hunter Gipp with a single, and Delton Zuliger hit safely for the Evergreens today. The win brings DC Everest to 8-13 on the year. Pulaski, with their ride home, will return back home with an 8-12 record. For DC Everest, 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error, they left 5 men on base. Pulaski, 2 runs on 7 hits. The Red Raiders committed 4 errors and left 7 on base. The Evergreens are back in action tomorrow, and please note the changes. Tomorrow's game in the Madison area has been moved to Sun Prairie. The Evergreens will play Madison East, and it's a single game. It was originally scheduled as a doubleheader. So single game at Sun Prairie at 1 o'clock, and you will hear it here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tonight, the Evergreens over Pulaski. The final score is 6-2. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and remember and honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Until tomorrow afternoon, have a good night, everybody.
It would take me all the time I have to explain.